I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Northern Arapaho voters take part in the tribe's primary election, and Tlingit cultural leader Rosita Worrell is honored at the White House. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Northern Arapaho tribe recently held its primary election. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements has more. Cultural leader, anthropologist, and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute president Rosita Worrell was awarded a 2023 National Humanities Medal Monday at the White House. Worrell, whose Tlingit has served as president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute since 1998. She has conducted research throughout Alaska and the circumpolar Arctic and taught at the University of Alaska Southeast. In an interview with National Native News in Anchorage last week, Worrell talked about her legacy. The award recognizes, quote, an individual or organization whose work has deepened the nation's understanding of the human experience, broadened citizenship engagement with history and literature, or helped preserve and expand America's access to cultural resources. 2022 recipients were also honored, which include Native poet Joy Harjo and Indigenous Higher Education Administrator Robert Martin. California Governor Gavin Newsom recently announced that California is expanding access to culturally-based substance use disorder treatment services. It marks the first time Medi-Cal will cover traditional medicine and healing practices. According to the governor's office, the practices have been shown to improve health outcomes, particularly for individuals with substance use disorders. It allows two new categories of interventions to be covered, developed by the state in partnership with tribes. Starting January 1, 2025, an Indian healthcare provider can request reimbursement for traditional healer and natural helper services provided to residents of qualifying counties. In the coming months, the state says it will work with tribes to develop guidance. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved use for California, along with Arizona, New Mexico, and Oregon. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.